500 people drawn from the clergy and civil society gathered at the Trinity Methodist Church in the capital to pray for some Zimbabweans whose stay in South Africa remain at risk following the ongoing xenophobic attacks in that country. Speaking at the occasion, President of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Ishmael Mukwanda, appealed for peace in South Africa, saying the church was not pleased with the ongoing attacks on foreign nationals.
We are simply behaving like animals. For whatever reason, we should never stoop that low. The only crime that our children committed, those who went to the Republic of South Africa, was crossing the Limpopo to get an honest living in a different part of God's creation. No one will ever claim that they created a country. They were not in South Africa to plunder their resources or to reap where they did not sow, but to fend for their families in a land that God created for His creation. The level of hatred, mavengero acho, and the level of anger displayed by our brothers and sisters is still unprecedented, decapitating some and burning others alive. One needs to ask the question, how can we do this to ourselves?
A representative of civil society organizations, Douglas Mdereki, who also works with the Zimbabwe Students Christian Movement, said thousands of Zimbabwean students learning in South Africa were likely to be affected by the xenophobic attacks. He added that it was not enough for President Jacob Zuma's administration to deploy the police and army in the streets of South Africa without dealing with the causes of xenophobia.
Deploy armed police in affected areas is not sustainable. That's not the time of solution. We need to work and reach out to the perpetrators. We need to understand the root causes. We need to work together to change their attitude, to change their mindset.
Several people were injured, while other foreigners have lost their lives in South Africa since the attacks on foreign nationals began a week ago. The Zimbabwean government has dispatched a fleet of buses to South Africa's Zimbabwe border post in Beitbridge to ferry its nationals who are fleeing the attacks across the Limpopo. The president of the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, Shingi Munyeza, said the poor performance of the economy was forcing Zimbabweans to leave the country to seek for greener pastures in South Africa and other nations.
So we are imploring the government of Zimbabwe to deal with economic issues so that our people will not be a shame and embarrassment and they go and be butchered, abused, humiliated in our neighboring countries or any part of the world. They need to leave Zimbabwe with a pride to say, look, I can always come back home. I'm going out there, but Zimbabwe is always home and I can still have the same benefit back in Zimbabwe. It is a matter of preference rather than now a matter of survival. Right now, people are leaving because of a matter of survival rather than as a matter of preference. And that's really where we are imploring the government to deal with the economic issues of the country so that we do not have immigrants into these countries that are neighboring us.
However, Finance and Economic Development Minister Patrick Chinamasa told VOA Studio 7 by phone that Zimbabwe is doing all it can to improve the country's economy. He said its major pillar was its new economic blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Socio-Economic Transformation, or ZIMASSET. Munyeza also urged Mr. Mugabe, who chairs both the Southern African Development Community and the African Union, to use his influence in the two blocs to promote peace and economic development in Africa.
As a church, we are privileged. We believe that as a nation, we are privileged to have our president as the chairman of SADC and also the chairman of AU at the same time. which means this African problem, and we are terming it as an African problem for now, because whilst there is xenophobia in South Africa, there is people fleeing to go to Europe and are dying in the Mediterranean as well, fleeing from Africa, which means there is a serious economic imbalance that our president can table to deal with the economic issues of our people. I don't think that our people are now looking at political issues, independence and so on. Those have been dealt with. But our people need the economic solutions to their day-to-day lives. So our president has the wonderful opportunity to engage, number one, engage the various bodies of SADC and AU to bring an end, to come up with lasting solutions, not just bringing the army, the police to quell the violence and so on, but lasting solution, addressing the cause of these xenophobia attacks, and also engaging the church and the civic society to come up with lasting solutions on our economic issues. So I believe that we have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to bring to bear some of our chronic issues in Africa as well as in the sub-regions.
Although the Economic Freedom Fighters Party leader Julius Malema called for Mr. Mugabe to urgently deal with the xenophobic attacks and other issues affecting the African continent, Mr. Mugabe is in Indonesia, where he is attending the Nanaland Movement and the Asia-Africa Summit. His South African counterpart, Jacob Zuma, has not traveled to Indonesia, saying he wanted to deal with the xenophobic crisis back home. Malema has accused Mr. Zuma of having a hidden hand in the ongoing attacks on foreign nationals. Mr. Zuma has not commented since Malema made the allegations in the South African Parliament this week, while Mr. Zuma's spokesperson, Mark Maharaj, could not be reached for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.